This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide Android app. Yep, I'm very excited to announce that the Lite version of the supporting app for the book is now available for free from the Android or Google Play Store. As a Lite version, there are nearly 2,000 Bible names included, as opposed to the nearly 7,000 total names that are in the book. In the app, you just choose the name you want to hear, and you'll hear yours truly pronounce the name for you. To get the app, go to the Google Play Store, search for Easy Bible Pronunciations, and download it for free. And listen, I want to thank my good friend Brad Rhodes for making the app a reality. Brad is a senior software engineer at Mission Aviation Fellowship, and he shares the love of Jesus Christ through aviation and technology so that isolated people may be physically and spiritually transformed. To find out more about his life-changing ministry, go to maf.org/Rhodes, and that's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. Thank you, Brad, so much. Well, hi there. This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 522. Welcome to a new week. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, welcome. Thanks for joining us. And for you longtime members of the LifeSpring family, thanks for coming back. I hope you had a great weekend. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. And we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, and the New Testament is read on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Today, our scripture is Jeremiah 16 through 18, and our translation is the New Life Version. Let's begin. Jeremiah chapter 16. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Do not get married or have sons or daughters in this place, for this is what the Lord says about the sons and daughters born in this land, and about their mothers who give birth to them, and their fathers who gave them life in this land. They will die of bad diseases. No one will cry for them or bury them. They will be as animal waste on the ground, destroyed by sword and hunger. Their dead bodies will become food for the birds of the sky and for the wild animals of the earth. For the Lord says, do not go into a house where the people have lost a loved one. Do not go to cry or to comfort them. For I have taken my peace, my loving kindness, and my pity from these people, says the Lord. Both great men and small will die in this land. They will not be buried. No one will cry for them. And no one will cut himself or cut off his hair for them. No one will give food to comfort those who sorrow for the dead, and no one will give them a cup of comfort to drink, even for the death of their father or mother. Do not go into a house where they are eating much and sit with them to eat and drink. For the Lord of all, the God of Israel, says, before your eyes and in your time, I am going to bring an end to the voice of joy, the voice of happiness, the voice of the man to be married, and the voice of the bride in this place. When you tell these people all these words, they will say to you, why has the Lord said all these bad things will happen to us? What wrong have we done? What sin have we done against the Lord our God? Then you will tell them, it is because your fathers before you have turned away from me, says the Lord. They have followed other gods and served them and worshipped them. They have left me and have not kept my law. And you have sinned even more than your fathers before you. For see, each one of you is following the strong will of his own sinful heart instead of listening to me. So I will throw you out of this land into a land which you and your fathers have not known. There you will serve other gods day and night, for I will show you no favor. So the days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no longer be said, as the Lord lives who brought up the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But it will be said, as the Lord lives, who brought the sons of Israel from the land of the north and from all the countries where he had sent them. For I will return them to their own land, which I gave to their fathers. See, I am going to send for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they will fish for them. After this I will send for many men who hunt, and they will hunt them from every mountain and every hill and out of the holes in the rocks. For I see all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, and their sin is not hidden from my eyes. And I will pay them back twice as much for their wrongdoing and their sin, because they have made my land unclean. They have filled my land with the bodies of their hated false gods and with sinful things offered to them. O Lord, my strength and my strong place, my safe place in the day of trouble. Nations will come to you from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have received nothing but lies, only things which have no worth and do not help them. Can man make his own gods? What man makes is not gods. So I am going to make them know. This time I will make them know my power and my strength, and they will know that my name is the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 17. The sin of Judah is written down with pen of iron and with a sharp diamond. It is written on their hearts and on the horns of their altars. Even their children remember their altars and their wooden female goddesses of Asherah by green trees and on the high hills. O my mountain in the country, I will give your money and all your riches to those who fight against you. I will give your high places as the price of your sin through all your land. And you yourself will let your land go that I gave you. I will make you serve those who hate you in a land which you do not know. For you have made my anger start a fire which will burn forever. The Lord says, cursed is the man who trusts in man, who trusts in the flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert, and will not see when good comes. He will live in dry wastes in the desert, in a land of salt where no other people live. Good will come to the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the river. It will not be afraid when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green. It will not be troubled in a dry year, nor stop giving fruit. The heart is fooled more than anything else. It is very sinful. Who can know how bad it is? I, the Lord, look into the heart and test the mind. I give to each man what he should have because of his ways and because of the fruit that comes from his works. As a bird that sits on eggs which it has not laid, so is he who gets rich by doing wrong. When his life is half over, they will leave him, and in the end he will be a fool. A beautiful throne on high from the beginning is our holy place. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who leave you will be put to shame. Those who turn away from you will be written in the earth, because they have left the Lord, the well of living water. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. They say to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. But as for me, I have not run away from being a shepherd who follows you, and I have not been hoping for the day of trouble. You know what I said was spoken in front of you. Do not make me afraid of you. You are my safe place in the day of trouble. Let those who make it hard for me be put to shame, but do not let me be put to shame. Let them be afraid, but do not let me be afraid. Bring on them a day of trouble and destroy them with twice as much. The Lord said to me, go and stand in the people's gate, through which the kings of Judah come in and go out, and also in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say to them, listen to the word of the Lord, kings of Judah, and all Judah, and all people of Jerusalem who come in through these gates. The Lord says, be careful for your lives. Do not carry any load on the day of rest, or bring anything in through the gates of Jerusalem. Do not bring a load out of your houses on the day of rest, or do any work. But keep the day of rest holy, as I told your fathers before you. Yet they did not listen or hear, but made their necks hard, and would not change their ways. Listen to me, says the Lord, and bring no load through the city gates on the day of rest. Keep the day of rest holy by doing no work on it. Then kings and their sons will come through the city gates who will sit on the throne of David. They will come in war wagons and on horses with the men of Judah and the people of Jerusalem. And people will live in this city forever. People will come in from the cities of Judah and from the places around Jerusalem. They will come from the land of Benjamin, from the valleys, from the hill country, and from the Negev. They will bring burnt gifts, animals to kill on the altar and worship, grain gifts, special perfume, and gifts of thanks to the house of the Lord. But if you do not listen to me to keep the day of rest holy by not carrying a load when coming through the gates of Jerusalem on the day of rest, then I will start a fire in its gates, and it will burn up the beautiful houses of the kings of Jerusalem and will not be stopped. Jeremiah chapter 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, go down to the potmaker's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potmaker's house, and saw him making one on the wheel. But the pot he was making of clay did not come out like he wanted it. So the potmaker used the clay to make another pot that pleased him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O people of Israel, can I not do with you as this potmaker has done, says the Lord? Like the clay in the potmaker's hand, so are you in my hand, O people of Israel. If at any time I speak about a nation to pull up and to break down and to destroy, and if that nation I spoke against turns from its sin, then I will change my mind about the trouble I planned to bring upon it. If at another time I speak about a nation that I will build and plant it, and if it does what is sinful in my eyes by not obeying my voice, then I will change my mind about the good I had promised to bring to it. So now speak to the men of Judah and to the people of Jerusalem. Tell them, the Lord says, See, I am making trouble for you and making a plan against you. So each of you turn from your sinful way, change your ways and your works. But they will say, There is no hope, for we are going to follow our own plans. Each of us will act in the strong will of his sinful heart. So the Lord says, Ask now among the nations, who has heard such things? Pure Israel has done a very sinful thing. Does the snow of Lebanon ever leave its rocky mountains? Does the cold flowing water of other lands ever dry up? But my people have forgotten me. They burn special perfume to false gods of no worth. They have fallen in their ways from the old paths and have gone on side roads, not on the straight road. They make their land a waste, a thing that is spoken against forever. Everyone who passes by it will be surprised and shake his head. I will send them out everywhere like an east wind in front of those who hate them. I will show them my back and not my face in the day of their trouble. They said, Come and let us make plans against Jeremiah, for the law is not going to be lost to the religious leader, or wise words to the wise man, or the word of God to the man of God. Come and let us hurt him with our tongue, and let us not listen to any of his words. Think of me, O Lord, and listen to what those who hate me are saying. Should bad be given in return for good? Yet they have dug a deep hole for me. Remember how I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn your anger away from them. So give their children over to hunger. Give them up to the power of the sword. Let their wives lose their children and husbands. Let their men be put to death, and let their young men be killed by the sword in battle. May a cry be heard from their houses when you bring an army upon them by surprise. For they have dug a deep hole to take me, and have hidden traps for my feet. Yet you, O Lord, know all their plans to kill me. Do not forgive their wrongdoing or cover their sin from your eyes. Let them be taken down before you. Punish them in the time of your anger. We'll get to my comments on the reading in just a moment, but first I want to give a big thanks to my friendly editor for his ongoing monthly gifts. He sees the value of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in his life, and each month he sends a check equal to the value he receives. How much value do you receive from the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible? Is it worth a dollar a day? $5? 50 cents? Whatever it is, go to support.lifespringmedia.com to see how you can become a part of the support team. Do it now while you're thinking about it. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. In Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 17, God said, For I see all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, and their sin is not hidden from my eyes. I'm recording this on Sunday night. Today after church, we had another one of our big family get-togethers here at my home. During the summer months, we do this about every 5 or 6 weeks. And since the family's so large, there's always at least one or two people that are having a birthday that month, and so we celebrate that, and we enjoy food and our swimming pool. The reason I'm telling you all this is that one of the family members that was here today was my brother-in-law, Steve O'Brien. Many of you know that he's the pastor of LifeSpring Assembly of God, where I was the tech guy for close to 20 years. Well, one of the great things about having a brother-in-law who is also a pastor is the really great conversations that we have about spiritual things. Our talks are always wide-ranging, and today was no different. At one point, he brought up Hagar from Genesis. You remember Hagar. She was Sarai's Egyptian slave, and when Sarai didn't get pregnant, Sarai told Abram to go lay with Hagar so that the Lord's promise would be fulfilled through Hagar. Yeah, that was a bad plan, but that's not the point that we're looking at today. So Hagar did get pregnant, and when she did, she took a snotty attitude with Sarai. So Sarai mistreated Hagar, and Hagar ran away. And then an angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. And the angel asked her where she was from and where she was going. Hagar told him that she was running away from Sarai, and the angel told her to go back to her and submit to her. And he told Hagar that she would have so many descendants that they could not be counted. And Hagar called the Lord, the God who sees me. So in Jeremiah, God said, "For I see all their ways," and Hagar called him, "the God who sees me." Yes, God sees the sins we do, but he also sees us when we're in distress, as Hagar was. He sees us because he is a God who deeply loves us and watches over us like a shepherd watches his sheep or a doting parent watches their child. We don't serve a God who is disconnected from his creation. Our God knows what we need before we do. He cares. He loves. He sees. Your thoughts? Let me hear from you at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Don't forget to download the new app. Search for Easy Bible Pronunciations in the Google Play Store. The light version is free, and we'll soon have the full version out with every name that is in Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. And yes, an iOS version is in the works as well. And check out Brad Rhodes' page at maf.org/Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-S. Honestly, this app would not exist without his help. Thanks for being here today. Tomorrow we'll be back in 2 Corinthians. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.